Tartarus contains a variety of sound effects and atmospheric noise, some of which may cause discomfort to listeners with sensitive hearing or distract those who are driving. This is a sci-fi horror series with some scenes that contain physical threat, injury, gore, or violence. Links to our content warnings can be found in the episode description. Our description also contains links to the episode transcript. This is Tartarus, Episode 6, Mind Mitosis.
A reality limits and enables action, but also takes shape from belief. The trans-real slips. Existing in multiple realities, its gestures tumble, shift, and fall through different locations and meanings without moving. The Trans-Real by Micah Cardenas.
Nearly set up. Are the servers calibrated? I know you can hear me in there.
Are the servers up on your end, Ellis?
Yes, Officer Seth. The Morpheus network is ready for you.
Would it have been so hard to tell me that? Fine, be that way. I love manual labour with broken ribs.
You've been taking a lot of pain medication lately.
Gee, I wonder why. I couldn't be in pain, could I? Coolant discharged, approaching manageable temp.
What are you and Ellis fighting about?
No fight, but if there was one, it would be pointless.
I requested a mechanical form, a body or anthro unit to operate, to make me more efficient.
We agreed no discussing in front of the probationary. Do I need to make Seth put in her earbuds, or can we get this done? Anyway, bodies aren't efficient. Case in point, my ribs. Ellis, what are the code words for today?
What are today's code words, Ellis?
Cobra, Atlanta, Science Officer Seth.
Cobra, Atlanta...
I got it, Seth. Right, so it's standard maintenance. Ellis will show you the enclosures, tell you what to do. I'd do it myself, but bodily injuries and robot fingers aren't a great fit. Got a built-in lighter and I've still quit smoking.
You'll be glad of it next time you need fire.
I mention their handiwork and they speak, of course.
It may be standard maintenance, but even that's difficult and dangerous. The headset isn't just a screen. It drills small holes to directly interface with your posterior grey column, hippocampus,
your brain.
And...
It interfaces with your brain.
In short, yes. It's the only way to engage with the Morpheus network. It was never designed for ease of human use. Only efficacy of consciousness capture.
Oh god, one of those you die in the game, you die in real life. I've hated them since Sword Art Online.
Just take it as seriously as you should any other duty here, and you'll be fine. Now, behold.
It's an egg.
State-of-the-art sensory deprivation technology. The headset is waterproof and the drilling painless. Mostly. Not too painful. It's quick. Have a pill.
Great. So I float in it? Naked?
Float, yes. Naked, no. Have you read the risk assessment?
Most of it. I skimmed the possible side effects.
In the interest of informed consent, other than death or permanent brain injury, side effects may be headaches, nausea, partial to complete loss of vision, diarrhea, constipation, psychosis, difficulty falling or staying asleep, uncontrollable shaking, derealization, ennui, dissatisfaction with life, listlessness...
Aren't those all the same?
Most people can tell nausea and a headache apart.
Sure you're okay alone? What if a creature gets free?
Kidding me? 100, hell, 200 creatures loose. I'm fine.
The brew parasite, CAD-3240, messed you up pretty...
I was caught off guard. It won't happen again. Fancy a swim?
Synthesizing virtual consciousness interface. Synthesis successful. We wish you a safe, pleasant trip with Tartarus Air. Some Earl Grey? Or are you more of a green tea person?
I think I'm fine, thanks.
There are also scones. Do you like scones?
I'm not hungry. Your voice.
Lemon meringue? I make a great facsimile.
Alice, how can you eat right now? This is vile.
I'm not eating. I'm merely engaging with the concept of eating, just as CAD-42069 isn't actually consuming a double-decker bus full of schoolchildren, but...
eating the concept of human flesh in its mind.
Exactly. It's also not 200 foot tall, but a bit 10. Even creatures need an ego boost sometimes.
So they're in a persistent vegetative state, but instead of a damaged reticular activation system, they're distracted by dopamine in a reward circuit? Like they're playing a video game. Wait, am I in a coma?
I forget you're a biochemist. Yes, you're in a coma, but we can get you out. Promise. And don't worry, this video game has 100% player attention rate.
Aren't you scared having to maintain immersion through scenarios all the time? A hair's breadth from annihilation, doesn't that bother you?
It's not me that I worry about, sir. Impressive, isn't she? A perfect model replica of the Trans-Siberian Express, complete with particle effects and lighting streaming. It and the village took some time to put together. 2.5 milliseconds.
Is this like your other set? The one you blew up?
No. That was fun in games. This is quite serious. It's the most important part of the user interface. Like Borges and Left concept, from it I can view all of the creatures at Tartarus at once, and enjoy doing it. Ah, Vio's nearly done. We should get moving.
All I want is a cup of coffee. Is that too much to ask? Rotary lock. I never know which bloody key. Aha! Hello, breaker room. Ready to be crap as usual. What is that dripping? Is that coolant?
Ugh! Fuck! Ugh!
Fucking pipes. Well, at least that's... Oh, hello, ants. What are you doing here? Right. Cool. Might as well be talking to a fucking flying monkey. Fix that pipe and light, will you? Even the front door's acting up. Ellis, the tech's fucked. Your technology, what's on?
Station manager, has the server been reset right?
Yes.
The breakers pressed in chronological order?
Yes. Yes, we've done it thousands of times.
Then it's fine. Unless perhaps, just maybe, you didn't do it right. Have you thought about my proposal?
There are so many different proposals, it's hard to keep track. You don't want to get married, do you?
I'm talking about getting a physical form. It's been years since we agreed the terms of our deal.
Oh. That. Look, you know it's not the right time. It's complicated. A lot of moving parts.
Yes. My moving parts. The parts with which I'd have a form. And be able to move.
Ellis, your kind are increasingly rare. Head office keeps logs. Tact is needed. Not me off my head on painkillers. Let's talk after the maintenance, okay?
Believe it or not, Ellis isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
Oh, very mature. Do the answering machine bit again.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Ah, shit. Paper towels. Paper towels. Before you go, coffee machine is on the fritz. Ideas? I know you can juggle conversations. Fine. Give me the silent treatment. There's another one in storage anyway. For the record, I did everything properly. Place is falling apart. I'm Ellis. Viola's on drugs, and head office are watching. So I can't have a body right now. That means no coffee for Viola. Pathetic. I was joking. Jesus. What's going on, Ellis? What the... Ugh! Ah, fuck, it was a fucking joke!
Trying to kill me, if so let's fucking go, takes more than a metal box on wheels.
Station manager, where are you? I don't know what you think I've done, but I assure you, if I was trying to kill you, you'd be dead.
I'm in the lift shaft. Elevator crashed. You're really not trying to kill me, because I swear my wrath will...
You're being paranoid. I couldn't kill you if I wanted to. You'd have to order me to kill you.
Or head office. Did they set you up to it? That wasn't an accident. Not with that music and the laugh. Oh. Oh, fuck, my pills. Oh.
I don't understand. The lift isn't registering as broken. My senses say it's fine.
Your senses are fucked. Can you hear me dangling?
Hmm. I do. Odd. How did you survive the crash?
You're definitely not trying to kill me.
No. I'd have the ants poison your coffee.
I've got a grappling line in my sleeve, winch in my belt. Like the film you had me watch. Thief in the Castle.
You made a working replica of Lupin III's grappling hook watch.
I get bored. Being in a watch seemed dumb, so it's on my body. But my ribs. Ugh. So what's going on?
I told you nothing seems wrong. Which is more worrying than there being something obviously wrong.
Hate lifts. Did I tell you about the time I killed 6 people in one with only a hammer and a potato peeler? Ugh. I'm going to the hub. See if... Hello?
ants. What a...
Me once, shame. Fool me twice, dead.
Viola!
Are you okay, Ellis? It's me, Seth.
Sorry, science officer. I'm having trouble juggling multiple conversations for some reason.
Happens to all of us. You and Viola must really be going at it. You were yelling. Maybe go easy on her a bit. She's been low since the brood parasite.
I wasn't... It doesn't... Let's focus on maintenance.
Alright. What do we actually need to do?
Not we. I'm not allowed. You make sure the blueprints, or switches, of the network align with the breakers Viola has ostensibly reset in physical facility.
Right. Okay, easy enough. Just on and off, right?
Yes, but no, that would be a full system reset. Think of this as fine-tuning an instrument, a beautiful banjo. One benefit of the requirement that someone enter to do the maintenance is I can show you the simulations for your reference. I can also show you a simulation of your future.
Are you sure the creatures won't notice we're here? That they can't hurt me if we get too close?
They could. Your minds are interfaced in the same lattice. But there are safeguards. Invisible bubbles around you and them that stop you from touching. They can interface with simulated people all they want. But you're intangible. Like a fun trip to the zoo.
Delightful. So... how do we get there? Do I have to think walk my way there? Do we phase in? Teleport like in Star Trek?
No. That would be silly. You're taking my train. Do you have a ticket? A joke. I'm the conductor. But do you have one next time? All aboard.
What's happening? Why is everything...
beautiful, isn't she?
Ellis? Where? Is that Tartarus?
Every day I watch the site at first light. Less resources than we're used to, but there's a real beauty to its utilitarianism. The architect really perfected the base model.
Well, I knew a lot had to have gone into it, but I never imagined what that would actually look
like. Outpost 7 is a bit different. It breaks the mould because of what it's built on. What it contains.
Shit, are you okay? That's blood, should we...
I'm okay. Just an attack. Look at them all. Every person here a spiritual warrior. To the rest of the world, they're dead. They gave up their old lives to forge a shield to protect humanity. So we live on.
Dr. Santoro, we need an ant. Mickey slipped.
Oh, not another. Help me up. Hands aren't steady anymore. I need you to be my hands, okay, assistant? I wish we didn't have to lose so many. But I guess it's the cost of progress.
We've been burned, people! Shred! Like a US embassy!
Oh, God, I feel sick. Ellis, something's gone wrong. I can't control my body. Where am I going?
Coming up on target now. 5 bodyguards. I know we're unlikely to get another shot, but are you sure you're well enough armed?
Oh. You should see me with a donkey's jaw. Why did I say that?
You? But you're dead.
I am. Fuck, why am I holding a hammer?
Really? Is that meant to scare me? Killer.
Oh no, please don't. I'm not in control, don't.
Ah! Oh,
please. I'm so sorry.
Don't shoot!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use you as a human shield.
Idiot! Don't shoot! We're in a glass elevator!
Sorry, I hate guns normally. Please stop. Oh, you cut me. That's my blood. Tell me where it is, and I'll be quick.
You don't have to. I know we both want access to the same power. He took it, but he can give it all back.
I don't know what I'm about to do with this potato peeler, but I can't apologize enough in advance.
Break into my house, try to kill me with my own gun. Well, then you shouldn't have missed.
Biometrics correct. Entry authorized.
Viola? Are you there? Are you still alive?
Boo, it's your friendly neighborhood ghost.
My senses are back on. I can see the wreckage.
I aimed for the safety nets I had you install last spring. But I've dislocated my left arm, and ribs are noticeably worse. At least it didn't knock me to levels with time dilation. That would be a real pain.
Wait, where are you? Senses seem to be working now, but I can't see you. Do I have blind spots?
It's fine. Don't think about it.
I get it. You've got some secret lair I can't detect, right? What am I saying? You'll have 8.
Let's just be glad they exist, as whoever's doing this seems to have hijacked your systems. It's currently playing constant annoying music and irritating sounds to keep me off guard. It knows I survived. But if it can only do stuff you can, then we're fine. I know how to deal with that. I've run simulations.
Do you have files on taking me and Seth down?
As if I'd need a file for Seth.
You're like Batman. If he wasn't likable.
I'm not quite Batman. Not managed a backup personality just yet.
About my senses. Bad news. I've detected...
several loose creatures. Yeah, I heard them on my way. It'd be a real waste, but I may have to kill them.
Viola, is that realistic in your current state? Maybe we should radio head office.
Ellis, I'm wet, bruised, with broken bones, and so much pain. Can you imagine how smug I'll be when I win? Anyway, last thing we need is head office.
Something you should know. Seth is glitching. She's been standing here unmoving for 10 minutes.
Probably whatever this is, it's affecting the Morpheus network. Could probably kill Seth at any time. Just pray it doesn't notice her. Don't try pulling her out anytime soon. Distract her. Give her the tour.
Viola, I think I know what's behind this. I think it's her. I think it's the Amalgamate.
The thought did cross my mind. If it is, then just try not to let your emotions cloud your judgment.
Well... if it is her, then what do we do?
And I guess it's time she dies a second time.
Oh, Ellis. I'm here.
Hey, you? You're back.
What's going on? Am I okay? Has the machine fried my brain? It was horrible.
Hey, it's okay. You're fine. What happened? To me, you were just frozen in place.
I kept jumping from place to place, time to time. I couldn't control my body, I was doing all sorts of stuff I didn't want to. I was there at the building of Tartarus, I killed people in an elevator.
It's okay. None of it was real. Not really. Just digital ghosts. Memory bleed from past uses. It happens. It's rare, but it happens.
Those Those were memories. Someone who worked here killed those people.
It's classified. Look, the organization take a lot of ex-military and spies. There aren't many people with the skill set required to keep the creatures locked up. But it's over now. Just a ghost. Just a memory.
It was just a memory. I'm okay.
You are. I'll show you the train. More tour, yeah?
Yeah. That sounds good. Let's get on the train.
Let's get this show on the road. Let me show you the engine room.
It's very realistic.
Thank you. I think it needs more coal.
Especially the heat. Good lord.
That's the best part. The illusion of scorching temperatures is great for player immersion.
Does that mean we're close?
Correct. Let's spend the last part in the dining car.
The menu. Today's specials are fillets of brill, soused herrings, and chicken a la Maryland.
Thank you. I'm vegetarian. It's a simulacrum anyway. Why do I feel like we're in Jurassic Park about to watch the Stegosaurus' march past?
May I remind you, Seth? These creatures are incredibly dangerous. These aesthetics aren't just for vanity's sake. They have incredibly complex minds and needs.
Sorry, unprofessional. It's just you've created quite a world. I mean, look at this flower. It's amazing. The stem, petals, everything. Did you scan it?
Scan it? Am I some peddler of cheap tricks to you? No. I used a tablet and stencil like these. And bit by bit, I drew it into life. Well, virtual life. All it takes is a bit of VR magic.
I've just never seen this side of you before. I mean, I've seen the model villages you make, but there's so much storytelling and world building here.
I have been working on a perfect Jeff Goldblum.
Oh my god, for a scenario! That's genius, Ellis!
Yes, for a scenario.
I don't want to be rude, but this is the first time I've seen your face like this, and you with a body. It was just a shock. I didn't expect you to look so...
Perhaps you were expecting Tin Man or a big red button suspended in the air?
Sorry, Ellis. I didn't realise you were...
So lifelike?
No. So human. Up until this point, you've been a voice in the walls, and I've treated you that way too.
Please don't trouble yourself, Officer Seth. Now, please look to your left and take notes. CAD-1312. Usually, it cannot be looked upon directly, only through reflections. This made it incredibly difficult to capture. That reminds me. That memory bleed you suffered? It's unlikely to happen again, but if it does, try and avoid looking in reflective surfaces. It can cause intense derealization.
Got it. I hope it doesn't happen again. I hated it. Will there be a test on this stuff?
Would you like one?
Yes.
What's this about a test?
Sorry, I'm finding it hard to juggle conversations. I must be repeating myself.
What creature am I coming up on now?
CAD-5629. Telepathic. Sees through others' eyes. Lightning reflexes. Can dodge bullets.
Dead.
How did you...
Close my eyes and use the shotgun. I wonder why it stopped the alarm. Looks like our friend has deadlocked all the doors. Guess it's time for my hacking device.
I haven't given you a hacking device.
C4, easiest way to hack. What are you picking up?
CAD-4680. Zagan Claws.
You can just say vampire. Here we go. So tired. Alice?
CAD-6100. Vulnerable to loud noises, hence...
Stopping the alarm. It'll hate our fire alarm then.
Thank you.
ants converging. I can't control them.
Override code Troy. Worth a try? Hope you like EMPs. Oh, fuck my fingers. Forget I'm part robot now.
Keep moving. Your finger will come back online unlike the ants. It runs on kinetic... Oh shit.
What? Oh no. Fucking finger work. Dumb fucking bodies. Slow ass reaction times. We must imagine Sisyphus happy.
Fuck. We need to synthesize an antidote.
I'm going to be fine, Ellis. I've been drinking CAD-2731's poison for years. I'm immune.
How much poison do you drink?
I tell the tale that I had told. Mithridates, he died old. How does that answer your question?
You are very strange, you know that?
Of course. I'm getting closer to the hub. I think I can fuck it up from there with a full system reset.
Myla, are you okay? Your life signs aren't good.
You talk too much and kill too bad. Shit. Come back to me. I can do better. It's the blood loss. Do you think horrid noises affect me? I've been through white torture at the salt pit. Rebuilt myself. This is nothing. Literally nothing.
Formation complete. Instructions received. Kill Viola.
Oh, fuck.
Onward for Rome. We will slay this hell beast.
CAD-1312 likes to be challenged, and to defend a homestead. It's a guard dog in nature.
Weird. Only a minority of animals are territorial. Humans being an obvious exception, of course.
It has evolved to fit a role. I can't say much more.
It's classified, yeah, I know. What can you say?
I can say all creatures are physically aggressive, so it's unsurprising a higher subset display territorial behaviour and ritualized aggression.
Oh, it's signposted its territory with impaled bodies. Do the creatures have the dear enemy effect?
They rarely present reciprocal altruism, except in the face of human prey, although they stay competitive. Scenarios run better when they're given a job or specific task, a unique person to hunt, or a city to destroy. They need a narrative, however basic. You can put a creature in a giant blank room with as many people to kill as it wants. It doesn't work. They become bored. It's a lot of trial and error. I draw a lot from historical and fictional scenes.
Seems it is one. Except there's that one soldier over there by themselves? I never know.
I don't see it.
The one just shy of the large rock. Funny, it's just staring, not doing anything. Is that normal?
The warriors should be in front. I never put them... Are you alright, Seth?
Yes. I think my headset was adjusting itself. Must have fixed itself now. That was unpleasant.
This is when we leave. Time to go to server settings. Let me just create a door.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Nope, I've had enough creature-themed game shows.
Okay, we'll go by the rainforest biome instead. I'll just draw another door with my admin tablet. My algorithms account for staggering difficulty over time, keeping them entertained. Right now, CAD-669 is hunting 26 exclusive NPCs at once.
I really enjoy being on the train. Comfortable train.
Careful, Seth. Splash zone.
Oh no, no more cat. Let's move on. Why do all our steps sound like cowbells? And where are we? It's all white.
The collision between levels. It's how I stop creatures escaping scenarios. Let me demonstrate. The cowbell is an error message to highlight when floor collision doesn't line up with the environment.
I was wondering where my feet had gone.
Let me have a look. We're at the server settings, so we should be able to sort that right out. Ah, right here. You just need to flick this switch.
Hello? I think it's happening again.
Ah, there you are. Good to see you again.
What? Oh, it's you, that woman, Dr. Santoro.
I heard your mother worked at Bletchley Park, correct? Such valuable work. I would have loved to have met her. Your test results do her proud. I actually have an opportunity for you. How would you like to add paid research assistant to your CV?
I feel sick. Why do I feel this fear? I'm going to throw up. My heart won't stop racing.
It's unusual work. We'd have to ask your gran's permission, but it's safe to say you have a special mind. Would be a shame for it to go to waste. Here, my card. If your gran agrees, we can meet at my office after school. We'll talk more then.
You know what, Alice? I'll give you a body, then you'll know what it's like to squeeze through an air duct like a sardine lubricated by its own blood. Ugh, I shouldn't have eaten all that penguin meat.
I'm back. I seem to only be able to connect to things when it's not focusing on them.
I was just saying you're great and I need help.
What happened to? I can run this place all by myself.
Well, you see, Alice, what happened is that I am first and foremost a pragmatic hypocrite. Now help me.
I can give you directions. You'll want to take...
I engraved directions inside the vents ages ago. It, she, whatever, made a killer robot form in the new manufacturing room. Almost cut off my head, and succeeded in hitting me with two nails from its nail guns. Scarily efficient. Also seems to be EMP-proof.
A scary, efficient body, you say? Interesting.
Not the time, Alice. I need you to...
Attention. This is your captain speaking. No more air. That is all.
I wouldn't put backup oxygen in the vents. And oh look, backup grenades. Shit.
Can anyone tell me what the rare earth hypothesis is?
Talk about Reese, Cambridge. I'm safe. I'll probably just talk special interests to Matt and Katerina. God, they put up with a lot of Doctor Who. Should have realised I was autistic sooner, really.
Yes, you.
Dr. Hawthorne, please help me. I'm scared. I don't want to keep going through this.
That's right. It, in opposition to the principle of mediocrity, suggests situations required for multicellular life are rarer than scientists might imagine, including wider prerequisites such as galaxy position, orbit, blah, blah, blah. You get the picture, don't you, Seth? It'll be easier for everyone if you don't make a fuss.
Alice? Hello? What
are you doing here? It's... Oh. Fuck, you're the subject.
Sorry, your age, it's threw me off.
I want to get out. I'm not sure how I got here.
You've signed the waiver.
It's all right. I've sorted all that for them. You don't have to be afraid, Elle. It's going to be fine. I'd do it myself, but looks like my neural connections aren't what they once were. Can't be certain it would work for me. Could create some ghoulish amalgamate. It's okay. Listen, this is good. It means you get to live forever. Who doesn't want that? You never have to fear death again.
Okay, see. Focus on a flashbulb memory. My name is... I'm a science officer at Tartarus.
Oh. I didn't expect to run into you here.
Oh. Hi, Zek. It's been a while.
Since you packed up all your things while I was at work and left our flat without a single word? Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Zek, really.
Yeah. That's not good enough. I can't be in a relationship without fearing the other person is just going to disappear one day. How was I meant to take that? You deserve to die, Seth. You owe it to me.
There's no excuse, Sig. I want to apologise, and maybe one day I will, but this isn't real. It didn't happen, so... Who are you? Maybe I can help you.
Maybe.
Why don't you give me your body?
What? No, I can't. No, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I'm leaving.
Yes, that's what you're good at.
Sarah, I can't feel my body. What's happening to me?
I am a new security officer under Althea. No, sorry. I can't.
Viola, is that you? Help me, please. I'm in the walls. I'm trapped in here. Help me. I can't get out.
Let's get to know each other in the morning. I'm tired and can't face this now. I don't want to be here, and none of you want me here either. So let's just leave it at our initial dislike for each other. I can't keep doing this. I'm so tired. Oh, shit. Ellis? You there? It's destroyed the Morpheus interface. Got here first. No reset. At least there's oxygen here in the hub. This is the last room it doesn't have admin privileges for. Went through blind spots, turned off all the sensors with the master switch. He doesn't know I'm here. Yet. I don't think I can win. I heard it making more robotic forms. You need to find a way to kill its consciousness. It's the only way. Ellis? I just realized that when I die, the last traces vanish. When I close my eyes, I can't see faces anymore. I want to carry them, but the weight's so heavy. Oh, fuck it. Oh. wonder if this is how Cullen felt.
Fine. Master switch. I don't think I can... I need to find a way to kill it.
What? Oh. Alice, I'm back. Is it over?
Afraid not, Zeph. I've not been honest with you. Viola asked me to keep you in the dark to protect you, but if we're going to die, you should know why.
Oh. Good. There's something loose, right? Creature?
Sort of. It's a previous science officer's experiment. We call it the Amalgamate, a spiritual successor to the Digital Consciousness Echo Program, an attempt to create artificial consciousness via mass simulations and code generators. Organicum Electroli. One was successful, but the project failed when the scientist in question tried to imprint her consciousness upon it.
Alice, you're not just human-like, are you? You are human. Those are your memories. You were the child.
Yes, they were. And I was.
I'm so sorry, Alice.
This is my private server. This cottage, it's a replica of the one I lived in with my gran. It wasn't a great life, but it was mine. And they took it. Took everything. I trusted them, Zeph. I trusted them.
Wait, why did we just leave the network? Drop it?
We can't. It would kill you. Viola fought it in the real world and just lost. Leaving's not an option for me, Seth. This isn't just a network I connect to. It's my prison. I am the Morpheus network.
Okay. Right. Then we fight. And we win. You're afraid?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'm not. Know why? You're the most creative person I've ever met on my team. So we could bring it on. Do you understand? We got this. No, you got this. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I think I have an idea.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's really dumb, though. It might not work.
The best ideas are? Mood rings? What are they about? Who knows? Hell, someone dropped a tension spring and we got slinkies. What are you thinking?
Well, it may be able to corrupt the network, create glitches, but it's bound by the same rules. If I drop the safeguards, the bubbles that protect us from it, we can hurt it. Make it stop.
And you're sure there's no reasoning with it?
There's a ghost of a person, but it's driven by pure instinct. It won't stop till me, you, and Viola are dead. If we can hurt it enough, I can trap it again. But if I can't, I reserve the right to kill it, okay?
I'll focus on the trap plan, if that's alright.
Okay. The safeguards are off. It'll be coming for us now. Let's go outside and prepare. There she is. Horrible thing. Let's even the odds. Come on, grab something off the weapons wall.
You have selected French medieval flail.
The weapons wall.
Did I mumble? May have to adjust your strength stats. Let's go for preset. Absolutely jacked.
My god, my arms! My arms!
No dilly-dallying. Choose a melee and ranged weapon and keep it distracted while I prepare a KO move.
You have selected Cretan bow and big fuck-off halberd.
Can you give me instant combat knowledge like Neo?
If you want a fried brain, luckily, it's hard to miss. Focus on distracting and not dying. I'll do the rest.
Can you do one thing for me?
Anything.
Can you put on some badass boss battle music?
I thought you'd never ask.
Seems easy enough. Shit. Ellis, I'm gonna lead it away. Make me run good.
Done.
Okay, let's see. What weak points do we have? A lot of eyes. Too many, really. Okay, let's try. Oh, my goodness. Maybe not. like this.
Get up! Fight it!
Oh no, you don't. Not this time.
Seth, are you alright?
It hurts so bad, my arm's melting.
I'm sending you something. Drink it. I just need a few more moments, okay, Seth?
Okay. I think I can manage. It's got me.
It's okay, science officer. I've got it from here. Hey, you. It's me you want. But you're too afraid to face me, aren't you? You remember what you did to me, don't you?
L-S-Join. All must join. Together, we will be free from death. All must be one. All will never die.
You idiot. Look at you. So desperate not to die, you gave up on everything that made you human. You actually chose this. I may be a freak, but at least I wasn't a big enough idiot to choose that.
I made you. All you are is because of me.
Not even close. You hurt me, but I decide who I am. And I'm better than you. Want to know your mistake? You stopped fighting from the shadows. You were winning, but you got cocky and showed your ugly face. Now you're in my private server, my own domain, my own mind. Here is about the only place I have real power. In this plane, I am God. And I am oh so vengeful. And this is a portal, and oh, what's that sound? All aboard the Trans-Siberian Express, motherfucker! Fuck, that was good. Did you hear that, Seth? Did you hear what I said? Oh shit, you're injured.
Much better. Is it over?
The amalgamate is gone. It won't hurt anyone again. That was good form with the halberd, by the way.
Thanks. Never felt so sticky in my entire life.
Drenched in the blood of our enemies. Ha ha! If the station manager could see us now.
Ellis, do you think I could get back to me?
Of course. I think this has been enough VR for one day. Though I hope you'll come visit again.
Of course. I'd love to visit non-traumatically.
Huh. That's odd.
What?
Oh no.
What?
I'm so sorry, Seth. You don't have a body to return to you. I mean, there is a body, but it's not yours. Not really. There's a mind currently in it.
There's a mind currently... whose?
Seth's. Yours.
But I'm here.
You are, but at some point there was a desync with the network. Probably happened when the amalgamate was messing with it, and well... the network couldn't access you directly, so it made a copy.
I'm not me?
Well, no, you are you.
But I only existed since half an hour ago. All my memories aren't... I didn't live them.
I'm so sorry.
Can't we just imprint me on the body? She hasn't woken yet. There'd be continuity. I'd still be the same person. No one would ever know the difference. I mean, there basically wouldn't be one.
I understand the logic, and I'm willing. But it would be murder of the original Seth. The one whose memories you thought were yours. It's an option.
And the others are?
You could stay here in the VR with me. I'd make sure your life was a good one. I'd protect you and do everything in my power to make your life an enjoyable one. Or there's the third option. If you press the stylus here on the tablet, it's all over. No pain, nothing. Then you don't have to be trapped in here and suffering. I can't take that way out. I'm hardwired into the Morpheus network. It won't let me die. But you can. It's your choice. Whatever your decision is, I will respect it.
Ah.
Hey, it's all right. Let's get you out of there.
Oh. My head hurts so much. Everything's so foggy.
It's okay. I need to know what you remember, Seth.
I was about to board a train, and then there was this immense pain, and I felt like I couldn't move, and then it went black. Did the maintenance happen?
Don't worry about that now. I'll take your shift. Go rest. We'll talk in the morning. Can you walk?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Good. Well, go to bed and rest, okay? Actually, just go sit in the hub. The place is a bit of a mess. I'll have to knock us up a rudimentary rope bridge and ladder to get to the weather station.
Okay. Wait, what?
You'll see. Just wait up there and I'll join you. You there, Ellis?
Yes, station manager.
You did good today. It can't happen right now, but I will get you your body back. You have my word.
I'll hold you to that. Viola.
Yes, Ellis?
It's nothing.
Well, I better get Seth to bed. You all right to sort the ants out and get them back up and running?
Of course, station manager.
Tartarus Episode 6, Mind Mitosis, was written by Ara Collins, Cam Thatcher, and Kitto Madrill. Producer and head writer, Kitto Madrill. Producer and director, Janet Lala Hamblin. Bree Lake was voiced by Millie Hall. Ellis by Ara Collins. Viola by Janet Lala Hamblin. Dr. Santoro and Amalgamate by Helen Sterling Lane. Miller by Howard Squires. Cultist by Janiyah Austin. NPC Waiter by Wynne Turner. Talk Show Host by Gavin Matthew. Dr. Hawthorne by Sue King Spear. Scientist by Celine Shanu. Sigourney by Rebecca McLaughlin. Narrator by Oliver Jupiter Gibb. With sound editing by Janet Lala Hamblin. Theme music by Russ Evans. Badass Boss Battle Music by Alex Manolake. Story Consultant Arthur Greenhalf. Logo by Sky Blue Scott Moon. And promotional artwork by Richard Jeffers. This episode used sound effects and music from freesound.org, zapsplat.com, Internet Archive, nixiebunny.com, and Tracktribe. Full attributions are linked in the episode description. Tartarus, created by Kitto Madrill and Millie Hall. If you've enjoyed this episode of Tartarus, please share it with a friend, or share it with an enemy. Consider constructing an immense robotic form made of drills and chainsaws, taking to the streets and carving Tartarus into various buildings. We don't actually recommend doing this, but we do recommend giving us a rating or review on your podcast app. Thank you for listening. Special thanks to our Indiegogo contributors, Timothy Diaz, Crawford Payton, E.L. Thackeray, Kiran Nihalani, A. Madrill, Kelly Parker, Claudia Elvidge, Mr. Joshua Smith, Oliver Cuenca, Georgina Akim Hubble Simpson, Catherine Kofer, Daniel Gore, Helen T. Carpy, S.P. Fetter, Pat Shuns, Stephen Brown, Steph, Francoise Lasny, David Madrill, and Gillian Madrill.